Welcome to The Daily Stoic, where each day we read a short passage designed to help you cultivate the strength, insight, wisdom necessary for living the good life. Each one of these passages is based on the 2,000-year-old philosophy that has guided some of history's greatest men and women. For more, you can visit us at dailystoic.com. You have to have a vision. The class of 2020 has had it rough. Just look at the last few months here in the United States. Only the fourth impeachment in the nation's history, a near war with Iran, then a global pandemic, and now the highest unemployment ever recorded. Not exactly an encouraging time to go out into the world and make it on your own. Arnold Schwarzenegger faced a number of obstacles when he came into the world. Europe had been ravaged by the Second World War. There were few opportunities in his home country of Austria. He arrived in America with so little money that he got by laying bricks. He lost his brother and his father by the time he was 25. He had what many would have described as a crippling accent, and yet somehow he made it. How? How did he overcome the innumerable obstacles and difficulties? As he told the class of 2020 in a wonderful commencement address, which quotes Marcus Aurelius's line about how the impediment to action advances action, it's about vision. You can't be reactive. You have to have a sense of where you're going. Because if you don't know, how can you know how to respond to the troubles that pop up along the way? Marcus Aurelius knew that he wanted to be a great emperor. He knew the philosophy he was trying to live up to. He knew the example he was trying to set for history. So when difficulties arose, from ill health to pandemics to palace coups, he had a framework to rely on. He had something to persevere for. Same with Stockdale. His vision was making it out and turning his ordeal into the kind of life-changing event that in the end, he would not trade for. That was his vision, and it got him through unimaginable difficulty. Whether you're graduating or the parent of a graduate, it doesn't matter. This advice holds true. You have to have a vision. You have to know where you are going. You have to know what you're moving towards. Otherwise, you will not make it there. The impediment to action advances action, but only if you know where you're trying to advance and the kind of person you want to be when you get there.
Don't forget to subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. And if you don't get the Daily Stoic email, go to dailystoic.com/email.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the Daily Stoic early and ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts.
Do you want to hear about the $100 wedding dress that just saved Abercrombie?
Or the tech acquisition that was just like Game of Thrones?
Or the one financial equation that can solve climate change?
Then check out our daily podcast, The Best One Yet, or as we call it, T-Boy.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
And we pick the three most interesting business news stories every day for the perfect mix.
20 minutes each morning, you're going to feel brighter.
We call it Pop Biz, don't we, Jack?
Where pop culture meets business news. So whether you want to kick off a conversation with your buddies,
or you're going for that promotion at work,
or you just want to know the trends before your friends,
feel brighter by starting your morning with us every weekday.
Listen to The Best One Yet on the Wondery app or wherever you get your pods.
You can listen to The Best One Yet ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen on Wondery, the destination for business podcasts.
With shows like The Best One Yet, How I Built This, and many more, Wondery means business.